He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. Actually, it's the Thursday morning. It is the March 22nd. The sky is falling edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, Carlsbad, California, broadcasting once again today from Charleston, South Carolina, on the banks of the Ashley River. Boy, is it green here. Really pretty place. You know, unlike California, California is pretty brown, to be honest with you. Besides Jerry Brown, we have a lot of brown scenery. We don't get a lot of rain in San Diego. Of course, we have the ocean. That's pretty nice. But I like the verdant green of South Carolina. And, of course, next week I'll be in Sarasota, Florida. Very similar landscape. Well, we have the market. The sky is falling today. The Dow down 265 points. What happened? We were having a pretty good day yesterday until the Fed news conference started. Why did they ever have that anyways? It ruined my day. Well, now we're down 265 today. NASDAQ is at down 65. We're back down to 2279, just like that. The Dow is back to 24,417, just like that. The S&P down 25 points. So we're down about 1% across the board. The S&P 500 is at 2686. Crude oil continues, well, it's falling back a little bit. It had a really good day yesterday. The oil stocks had a terrific day yesterday. The crude oil market's at $64.55. Gold's up $6.70 to $13.28 per ounce. And lastly, there's a bond rally today, 2.83%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm here in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. Beautiful city, historic city. We are on the shores of the Ashley River, just watching the boats go by. A lovely scene here this morning. Not such a lovely scene in the market, though, however. You know, yesterday we had a really good day going on. Boy, I'll tell you what, those reversals in fortune can happen very, very quickly, almost on the turn of a dime in the market. And that happened yesterday. We were having a really good day, and I thought we got good news from the Fed. They said, you know, there's not going to be a fourth rate hike. We're only going to put the hammer down three times on you folks with the rate hikes this year. And next year we're looking at the same thing, three more rate hikes. That'll be six rate hikes. Wow, that's 1.5%. That's 150 basis points. You're saying, why aren't interest rates moving up? Well, that was already baked into the cake. But what Jerome Powell did say that unnerved the markets, and it's unnerving the markets today, trade wars. Are we on the verge of a trade war? Because later today, President Trump will be announcing tariffs against China's economic aggression. But we'll talk a little bit more about that. But let's go back to what the Fed had to say. They raised the rates yesterday by 0.25%, which was a sure thing. We go from 1.5% on the Fed rates to 1.75%. Let's not forget, we were at zero interest rate policy not too long ago. Now we're at 1.75%. Stocks were volatile following the decision. You know, they immediately went up to the highs of the day. I think when he said only three rate hikes this year, that discounted that fourth rate hike, market rallied. I think at one time it was up over 200 points, and I was celebrating. I was having a really good day until someone said something. I think it was Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, something about trade policies, and all of a sudden the market started digesting that comment. And before you know it, by the end of the day, we were down about 50 or 60 points. We gave up the whole 200-point gain and finished down to, 50 points by the end of the day in what could have been a little bit more hawkish tone from Fed Chairman Powell than was expected. Now, here's what the Fed said. Stronger growth. Well, we're seeing that across the board. Lower unemployment. We're seeing that. Modestly stronger inflation. Can I get that? Modestly stronger inflation. And thus, a higher Fed's fund rate. So those are the three reasons. Stronger growth, lower unemployment, and modestly stronger inflation warranted the quarter point rate hike by the Fed yesterday. What do they see for gross domestic product, GDP, this year? Well, it's now seen going from, they had 2.5% previously projected. Now we're moving towards 2.7%. So now the Fed is expecting stronger growth this year than they originally anticipated. Hence, one other reason there for the rate hike yesterday. The unemployment rate is now seen falling all the way to 3.6 in 2019. And that's lower than the Fed previously anticipated. They had previously anticipated a 3.9% unemployment rate. Now they expect it to go clear down to 3.6%. So if there's 100 people on your block, 96.2 of them are driving to work today, and 3.8 of them are unemployed at the current time. And the inflation expectations, pretty tepid. Core inflation, this is the Fed's number, still anticipated at 1.9% this year. And they don't see much inflation in 2019 or 2020. They're seeing 2.1% next year and 2% the year after that. Of course, all of this is subject to change. But that's where they see it as of yesterday. Now, across the pond in England, the Bank of England held their policy rate at 0.5%. So you can see how far ahead of the Eurozone, and today the UK, Bank of England at 0.5%, and we're now at 1.75% here in the U.S. in what can unquestionably be called a rising interest rate environment for the entire globe, with the U.S. leading the way. Actions from our Fed. Well, jobless claims came in this morning. If we're moving towards 3.6% unemployment, that would mean that those jobless claims would remain low, and they did again, once again this week. 229,000 initial jobless claims this week. That's just a little bit more than the consensus, but that's still is at a very, very low number. So I don't think the market is selling off today because of the quarter point rate hike yesterday. That was already baked into the cake. I think it's all about a looming or fear of a trade war, which I talked about at length in my newsletter a few weeks ago. In fact, the title of the newsletter, if you didn't read the article, you should go back and read it. The title of the newsletter that week was Trade War. Well, today, President Trump will sign a memorandum targeting China's economic aggression. He'll be signing that at 12:30 p.m., which will be imposed under Section 301 of the 1974 U.S. Trade Act. Tariffs on Chinese imports worth as much as up to $60 billion could be unveiled, stoking fears of a global trade war. Now, China has already shot back. And what is it that they're threatening to do? And what individual companies could be hurt by this bubbling cauldron called a trade war, which is not real good for the consumer. But then again, China has not been real fair over the years with stealing intellectual property, putting tariffs on our goods, not really being a fair trading partner. And President Trump, who was elected, want to do something about it. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Twin soldiers and Nixon coming. We'll finally...
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so any time after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Sarasota is full. Sarasota is booked. I added Tuesday, and then I added Monday, and they filled up as fast as I added them. So what turned into 20 slots available, I filled it. I now have 32 people I'll be meeting with next week in Sarasota. I'm going to take my vitamins, my multivitamins, every morning. Now, I finished the show in Sarasota. This is a little secret I'll let you in on. The show is delayed by 1 hour in Sarasota. So I actually finished at 11 a.m., even though you don't hear it till 11 a.m. That's when I start my appointments, at 11 a.m. Now, if you want to put your name on a waiting list at this point in time, if somebody cancels, we'll fit you in. I will be back in Sarasota. Oh, I haven't got the exact date, but sometime late spring, I suppose, or early summer, somewhere in that neighborhood, the May-June. Let's call it the May-June time frame. But for now, we're all booked up. I can't even believe the demand there and how fast those appointments filled up. So I'm excited. I am really excited to visit Sarasota next week, booked all week in downtown Sarasota. And we're headed to Scottsdale next, probably in about 2 to 3 weeks. But I'll have a commercial up, and I'll be meeting with people in Scottsdale while I'm there. And then we'll be headed home to Carlsbad for a little rest, not much. Then we'll probably coming back to Dallas. We'll be our next trip on the tour as soon as we book a venue and get a time frame there. That will be the next stop. And then I would say next time I'm back here on this part of this neck of the woods, we'll also visit Atlanta and meet with folks one-on-one. So that should be in the May-June area, somewhere in there. All right, well, the market's coming back a little bit. This is mostly about trade wars today. Will China cooperate, or do we have two very stubborn, obstinate leaders that aren't going to back down? I think China has gotten the best of us over the years. I read an interesting book a few years back, Death by China. And interestingly enough, it was by Peter Navarro, who is now, right there in the White House talking about economics and trade policy. He has a big say. And in the book, Death by China, Peter Navarro talked about all of the jobs. That sucking sound you hear are jobs leaving America that went to China. And, of course, the intellectual property part of the equation is not pretty. Yeah, China said, you can sell your goods here in the mainland of China, a fast-growing country, but not only do we want the goods that we'll let in, but we want the technology that underlies those goods. And that's a part that really bothers the current administration. And now China has said, okay, you're going to slap tariffs on us? Okay, well, they're going to go after the American farmer. They want to go after soybeans, and they want to go after different crops, sorghum, and how about live hogs? So if you're a hog farmer, look out. China may be after you. You may be in their sights. According to several sources, China is already preparing to retaliate with tariffs of their own focused on U.S. exports of soybeans, sorghum, and live hogs. Well, I don't own any live hog stocks right now. I don't own any sorghum stocks. I don't own any soybean stocks. But you have to think about companies like Deere, like AGCO, like CNH. Oh, like Toro, maybe, Archer Daniels Midland, Bungie that sells seeds, Monsanto, the fertilizer companies, Mosaic, CF Industries, etc., International Intrepid Potash. These are some of the companies that may be right now in the targets of retaliation by China. Or will the two sides, will cooler heads prevail? I don't know. I don't know if there's a real good chance of cooler heads prevailing there. So we could see higher prices when next time you go to buy a live hog. Make sure you open the sunroof for those hogs. They like a lot of air. Sorghum, your sorghum prices are probably going to rise. Your soybean prices. Now, in another move against China, Best Buy severs ties with China's Huawei. Now, Huawei is a smartphone maker. They're the third largest smartphone maker behind Apple and Android. And we've been letting Huawei phones come in to America, and Best Buy has been selling them in their stores. But amid heightened scrutiny on Chinese technology firms, Best Buy will reportedly cut ties with Huawei, ending sales of its smartphones in its stores. The move comes several weeks after AT&T and Verizon were said to have ditched Huawei phones under pressure from the U.S. government, which is concerned that the company might use its devices to spy on behalf of China. Well, we don't have to worry about Huawei in China. We've got Facebook spying on us right here in the U.S. We don't have to import spying technology that's got all kinds of things in it spying on us. So all we got to do is log on to Facebook, all right? And that saga continues also right now after our friend apologized yesterday. This isn't a good thing. We shouldn't have done this. Zuckerberg, consumers should get better treatment than this, than us keeping all your data and information on you and sharing it with all kinds of marketing companies. And who else knows what else is going on with that Facebook data? And Facebook stocks continues to fall, and it's bringing down the tech sector right now. And, of course, if we're going to ban Chinese phones, that sends a ripple through the tech sector, right? Will China all of a sudden say, hey, we're not going to buy any more of your tech equipment, your technology devices? So this has all got the market very, very nervous right now. We'll see where it all goes. I don't think President Trump wants to bring an end to the bull market. I don't think he wants to bring an end to an expansion in the economy. I think he's sending out a very firm, stern warning, like he did with North Korea and our friend over there that was flinging missiles into the Japan Sea. He's warning China, hey, you know what? You got to be a little bit fairer here with your trading practices. But in the meantime, it is rattling the markets right now. Well, when we come back, I've got one of my stocks in the news today. Actually, a couple of my stocks in the news today that I want to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we had that big Fed announcement yesterday. It was pretty much exactly what we expected, maybe even a little bit better, because they said there's only going to be 3 rate hikes this year and 3 next year, and that, you know, that takes the fear of that 4th rate hike out of the equation. But I think the trade war stuff and the trade policy stuff has got the market nervous right now. Now, if you think about it, let's put it in perspective here. Over the last 9 years, okay, this bull market is 9 years and 2 weeks old now. How many times have things like this hit the market, spooked the market, markets sold off by a couple hundred points, 300 points, whether it was a temper tantrum, the threat of a government shutdown, some kind of a political crisis, some kind of geopolitical crisis, Greek bonds, Greek debt. They just had all kinds of fiery darts thrown at this market. And yet the market has quadrupled during that period of time. So every time you got nervous and you sold during a little scare like this, you were wrong, because the scare eventually blew over and the market went back to following what? Following earnings. And every week in my newsletter, I update the earnings picture for the S&P 500. That, to me, is the most important indicator to watch. And remember, I am a market timer, just like I have zero exposure to the bond market right now. In a rising interest rate world, I'm not going to want to have very much stock exposure in a declining earnings and declining GDP or recessionary world. Now, of course, that's not happening yet. In fact, there's not any signs whatsoever. Do you think that the Fed would be hiking interest rates right now if they were afraid of a recession? No, I don't think so. They're afraid of the economy being too strong. In fact, that's why they're raising rate hikes. If you read the three reasons, that's why they're raising rates. If you read the three reasons, strengthening economy, lower and lower unemployment, and just a moderate degree of inflation. Well, I didn't hear anything about fear of a recession in there. But everything in the market is cyclical. We remain in a pretty good cycle for the market, even though we've had a dicey year so far. Definitely more volatility. Remember last year, the worst sell-off we had all year was 3%. Volatility went to sleep. Volatility hibernated. While the VIX was hibernating, the inverse volatility index, which is XIV, was soaring. Well, that all came crashing down in February when we finally had a heavy dose of volatility. And mainly it was fear of the Fed back then. Well, now we pretty much know what the Fed is going to do. We can bake that into the cake right now. But we've had a new worry enter into the picture. There's always going to be a worry in the market. Always. There's always going to be something out there. And now it's a fear of a prolonged, protracted, expensive, costly, recession-causing trade war. Do you really think that that's going to happen? Oh, I know. President Trump is pretty stubborn. He doesn't back down real easily. He just makes his tweets longer, you know. But anyways, I think he's standing his ground. He's firing a shot over the bow, just like he did with North Korea. Now he's doing it with China, who you could say has taken advantage of us. I don't think you could say. I know they have. If you don't think so, go read the book. Death by China. That's death to our economy, death to jobs, other things, death to our technology, the technology that we have, trade secrets, all kinds of things. They have not played fair. And this is an opening salvo. We'll see where it goes from here. I would say right now, the industrials are weak. And now technology is a bit weak. And it didn't help that Facebook did not protect private information. But I will say this, the chart of Facebook is firming up here. I still continue to own my Facebook. That's why I want to talk about an oil stock today, all right? Let's get off of this trade war stuff, and let's talk about a $35 billion market cap company that is surging right now. Pays a dividend yield of 2.5%, which I prefer to a fixed income instrument, which is subject to interest rate risk. Let's instead go with an oil stock where oil prices are rising, where a little whiff of inflation in the air could help here, and where I think dividend-paying stocks, especially commodity-driven, commodity-related dividend-paying stocks. Just one of the things to me that makes sense right now. This company is headquartered in, not exactly an oil capital of the world, Findlay, Ohio. Marathon Petroleum, MPC. And it is a stock that I own in my growth and income portfolio. Marathon currently has a momentum grade of A+. It's on my A+ momentum grade list. Now, that's really fine if you own the stock, which I do. Over the last 5 years, Marathon has not been knocking the ball out of the park. But it's been delivering a total return, that's the capital appreciation plus the dividend yield, of 21% per year over the last 5 years. The market's been delivering 11.7, no guarantees going forward whatsoever. This is the track record. Over the last 3 years, MPC, Marathon Petroleum, has been delivering 28% per year while the market's been going along at 8.8. That's some pretty good alpha numbers that Marathon has been putting up, no guarantees going forward. And over the last 12 months, MPC is up 54% while the market's up 15.7. I have a nice gain in Marathon MPC, which is currently in my income and growth portfolio. Why is it there? Because it has a dividend yield of 2.5%. Now, if we look at it from a valuation point of view, we already see that there's some pretty good performance numbers there. In fact, you've got a company that has a current momentum grade of A+, one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. And this isn't some little flyer. This is a $36 billion market cap company, large cap stock, pays a good dividend. Now, as we look at the valuation on it right now, it's currently trading at 15 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the market. The market's trading at about 17 times forward earnings right now. Furthermore, MPC, with rising oil prices, MPC is a refiner, by the way, and a transporter of petroleum products in the Midwest. Marathon is expected to have record earnings next year, $6.15. And if Marathon can continue to grow at the rate it's been growing at, I think there's upside potential to this growth rate. The analysts say 10% a year over the next 5 years. I think it could be a little more, but we'll use the 10. If we extrapolate those earnings out at 615 at 10% per year over the next 5 years, we come up with a number. Potential earnings 5 years from now. And then we apply a multiple or a PE that I think is appropriate for a company in this industry. The PE on the stock right now is 19. It's trading at a forward PE of 15. And the market's trading at 17. So take your pick on the multiple. But I get a $109 target price on MPC on a stock that's currently trading at $73 per share. 2 months ago, Marathon was ranked number one in my app. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 14 in the app. And how's it done over the last 3 months? It's up 30%, while the market's up just 1.2%. Today, it's ranked number 224 out of 5,537 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database, not a recommendation, an example of a stock that I own in my income portfolio. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we could at least talk about, what if it gets worse here? What if we do indeed get into a major shooting war, trade war, with one of our largest trading partners in China? How can we hedge our portfolios against such a possibility? Well, obviously, the most obvious hedge here would be an inverse China, right? Because they stand to lose a lot if America starts slapping tariffs on their goods. And as I look at the Chinese indexes today, they are getting hit pretty hard. There are inverse Chinese ETFs. All right, let's just take a look at a couple of them. There's several ways here that you could hedge. And I haven't decided to do that yet. We'll see how this plays out. But you could go to an ETF by the symbol CHAD, C-H-A-D, okay? What does CHAD do for a living? CHAD is inverse, the CSI, that's the China 300 index, okay? CHAD is up 1.85% today. CHAD is a $96 million ETF. Now, if you want to go a step further with that, let's go take a look at YXI. YXI is also inverse, but it's inverse the China 25 index, a little smaller index, a more concentrated, a more focused index. YXI is up 2.63% today, inverse the China 30. And if you want to take it a step further, you can go with Yang, Y-A-N-G. Yang is a wild thing. It's three times inverse China. It's a $21 million ETF that's traded 1.5 million shares today. That's five times its normal volume, trading volume. And it is up 8.7% today. So to me, that would be the first most logical hedge inverse play on a potential trade war would be to be inverse China. The next one in line, I would say, would be the big U.S. stocks, the industrials, because that's the one that they're going to take aim at if this does indeed unfold. So you could go inverse the Dow. What's the symbol of inverse the Dow? Dog. Woof. I bought a little dog back in February. I don't own any hedges right now. But if we start to break any support levels, dog could come in handy. Dog is up 1.55% today. And if you want to go a little further than dog, you could double your pleasure, double your fun, DXD. Is a $144 million ETF that is double short the Dow. So with the Dow down 1.55% today, DXD is up 3.2% on some pretty heavy volume. So first in line to me would be China, an inverse position on China. Second would be an inverse position on the Dow. And the third one in line would be an inverse position on the NASDAQ. If China is going to come after our tech stocks, like we went after their phone maker, Huawei, Best Buy already went after them. AT&T went after them. Verizon went after them. They could turn around and say, well, we're going after Apple then. We're going after Microsoft. We're going after all of your technology companies. You could go inverse the NASDAQ. I believe that is QID. Is that the right one? QID, yeah, inverse the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ, that's actually 2-1 inverse the NASDAQ. It's up 3.35%. Now, I'm not saying to go out and run out and do this, but those are some good symbols to jot down in case things get worse. This so far is a 1 or 2 day phenomenon here, and we'll just have to see whether this thing accelerates, whether the charts start to break down in a mid-year election term year. I don't know that Trump wants the economy to fall apart. And you know how much he's bragged about the stock market hitting new highs. I don't think he wants the stock market to fall apart either. So keep that in mind before you go out and buy a big giant short position on the Dow, or a big giant short position on the NASDAQ, or a big giant short position on China. But we will watch these. Now, if you look at the charts of these inverse ETFs, they've been clobbered. Being inverse the market, you've just been clobbered, 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 clobbered. And I hear these guys come on TV, and they're so proud. I even heard one say that we're now in a bear market. Well, the definition of a bear market is a primary downtrend. I mean primary, not a 2-day trend, not a 1-week trend. We're not even anywhere near what the definition for a bear market, but he sells newsletters, he sells advice. I guess you could say the same about me. But he's a guy that's bearish 1 week and bullish the next, and then bearish the next week and bullish the next. I've never found the guy to be right very often. Now, if you're going to make that many predictions, you're going to hit a few. And they got him on the CNBC or Fox Business Channel all the time. What's his name? He does a big newsletter service. Well, anyways, hey, I do a newsletter service too. But I try to be objective. Well, anyways, if you'd like to talk to us about money management, if you'd like to check out my newsletter, which has been right for 9 years, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.